With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. For the second time this week, President Trump has postponed his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
On Monday, the president extended his deadline until Friday, but now he's giving Iran another 10 days to cooperate and reopen the Strait of Hormuz by April 6th. He said he was delaying an attack on Iran's power plants because talks aimed at ending the war are going, in his words, very well. However, Iran continues to say it is not negotiating with the U.S. and has rejected a 15-point proposal from the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Republicans are pushing back against a Senate-passed bill to fund most of the Department of Homeland Security. The revolt risks delaying a resolution to the funding impasse. It's already into its 42nd day and creating long lines at many airports, including at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International, where this traveler is fed up.
It's an absolute nightmare. So I don't blame all the airports, but this one here is absolutely an abomination. So never seen anything like this in my life.
House Republicans say they're angry that the Senate bill does not fund immigration and customs enforcement and border patrol. Democrats refuse to fund those departments without changes to immigration enforcement policy. In Vermont.
Hello, I'm Dean Roy, running to become the youngest governor of the state of Vermont. In this state, our only restriction to run is that you have to have lived here for 4 years.
And 14-year-old Dean Roy says not only does he qualify, but also not having any campaign funds, he does not consider big disadvantages. He says he can accomplish just as much using social media. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 716 points. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the state of Kentucky, Michael Harrington reports.
The city of Louisville will pay nearly $1 million to settle a lawsuit filed by a Christian photographer who doesn't want to shoot gay weddings. Alliance Defending Freedom defended the plaintiff and says, quote, "The government cannot force Americans to say things they don't believe. For almost 6 years, Louisville officials tried to do just that by threatening to force Chelsea Nelson to promote views about marriage that violate her religious beliefs." Michael Harrington reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, Jewish leaders have been meeting with Trump administration officials over a spike on anti-Semitic attacks in this country. Gary Torgo, chair of the Jewish Federations of North America, sat down with FBI officials recently and said, "What we saw in that meeting is a sincere concern and a really active engagement." Matthew Cosma of the Department of Homeland Security says they need to be on guard for all assailants. This is SRN News. And a big ethics scandal brewing on Capitol Hill. The House Ethics Committee has determined that a Democratic congresswoman violated numerous rules and ethics standards after meeting for several hours last night. The congressional panel found that Democrat Sheila Cherfalus McCormick of Florida committed 25 ethics violations. Those allegations centered around her receipt of millions of dollars from her family's health care business after Florida made an overpayment. It's a ruling that could give momentum to a GOP push to expel her from Congress. Pakistan has emerged as an unexpected mediator, offering to try to bring help to Washington and Tehran to the negotiations, hoping to bring an end to the war now. However, Islamabad is not often called on to act as an intermediary, no telling how much influence they can have in this case. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.